Welcome to Shul Machshov and Nedav, Perek Chelik, a sponsor, Lui Nishbas, Aaron B'Yakov Sholoim, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Beis. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says, Tana Deve Eliyo, Tzadikim She'osei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lach Yoysom. The Tzadik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back to life. Einam Choyzim La'Forum. They're not going to go back to be buried. Now Rashi says an encrypted lashon to explain it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzaddik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atid la'achyos le'moyis ha-Mashiach, la'achyos she'yichyu, after they live, shuv ein choyzrim la'aforum, bein le'moyis ha-Mashiach, bein le'olam ha-bo. They don't go back to dust in the time of Mashiach, olam ha-bo, ela abosor miskayim, the flesh remains, aleihem, and on them, ad she'shuv yichyu la'asilov, until they come back to life, and la'asilov. What does it mean over here? It's davar teimad la'meoit. So here we have another big soid in Inyan Tchias HaMesim that the Mefarshim explain. And we have two big opinions. What does Rashi come and tell us? The Ritbaz, and it's Shuvas and Chelek Beis Simin Taf Taf Lametes, has a whole Shuvah to explain this Rashi. And his explanation is as follows. He says that he was Mekabel from Rabbi Yosef. And that's how it's mentioned in the Ritvo, in Maseches Tainis, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that there's two Tchias HaMesim. There's a Tchias HaMesim that will be Limoisa Mashiach. Mashiach comes in the end of days, the Tzaddikim will come back to life at that time. There's another Tchias HaMesim going to Olam Haba, that then most people will come back and will come to the next world. Says the Ritvaz, the Pshat in Rashi is that the Tzaddikim that come back to life in Limoisa Mashiach, they will not die again. They will come back to life only once. There's two Tchias HaMesim, but not to the same person. Any person who comes back to life once and once only. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that Tzadikim no come back to Moshe Mashiach, they will not die again. They will not have to go through Tchias HaMesim again. So even though Rashi says, Ela Bosu Miskayim Aleim, the flesh is on them, doesn't sound like real life, says the Ritvaz, that's what Rashi means to say. Not that they're going to die. The pshat is that even though the world all around them will be destroyed, as the Gemara goes on to explain, they will still have their body intact. They will be flying, which will be living in some kind of a spiritual existence of flying like a bird, but they will not die again. That's how the Ritvaz explains this Rashi. But then Ben Yoyod over here brings in the name of the Sefer Orachamo what he heard from Chaim Vital. And this is all based on the Zohar in Medrash Ne'elam, in Parshas Vayir, Daf Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, and so brings the Leshem and Sefer HaDeich, like base, he brings this Zohar and explains it the same way. They also say that there is two Tchias HaMesim. There's Tchias HaMesim, Moshe Mashiach, and Tchias HaMesim, Lo'ilam Abo. After the first Tchias HaMesim, there will be a little bit Zikuch HaChomer. The bodies will purify, but not fully. And even the tzaddikim that come back Limoisa Mashiach, in order to get to Olam Haba, they have to die again and have another Tchias HaMesim. Because every Tchias HaMesim purifies the body. And the body, the way it is, even when those that come back to life for Limoisa Mashiach, they're still not ready to get to Olam Haba. Because it's two different stages. Limoisa Mashiach is still in this world, just the world which is in a more elevated state. Olam Haba is a new world. It's a new place, a new state. A new level of ruchnis. And in order for the tzaddikim to go for Yemoisa Mashiach to Olam Haba, they have to die again and come back to life. And this is the lashon of Chazal and Sefer HaZohar, that they say when the body comes back to the world, the body has to go and be nirkav again to take out of it all the zoyhamo bisho. And then the body will come back to the time of Olam Haba. Says the Ben Yoyodo, that's the pshat here in Rashi. The tzaddikim must die and come back to life, but their body will still be intact. La'achas sheyichu, says Rashi, shuv ein choyzim la'aforum. They don't go back, they're buried and they decompose. Ela basur miskayim aleihem at sheshuv yichu lo'asid lovoi. They still have their body. The Ben Yoyada says it's like someone who faints and comes back to life. It will be a death, but their body won't not decompose. And that's what the Gemara goes on to say, that they're going to be, again, flying like birds, which is some state of a ruchnius, of spirituality, doing that kufa that they have to wait till their body comes back. Ben Yoyada says it's going to be only 2 days. So Nimtzeim Ken, Though we learned on this sugya that there's two tchias emesim. There's tchias emesim moisa mashiach, and there's tchias emesim loylam abo. And there's a machlekes, a discussion, and biur rashi over here. When the Gemara tells us that tzaddikim, they come back to life, what's going to happen to them in the second time before they go into olam habo? According to the Ritvaz, they will not die again. They will stay completely alive. But according to the Ben Yoyada and the Leshem, understanding what the Zohar Medrash Nehalim tells us, they will die again, but their body will not be buried. It's going to be a very temporary death, and they'll come back to life to the full tchias emesim of olam habo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.